The Duluth, Minnesota trio called Low are known for slow, quiet songs, but on their new album, entitled The Great Destroyer, the band sets a different course. David Greenberger took a listen and has this review.
Low debuted in the early 90s like a gust of fresh northern air. While other bands pursued the loud, chaotic sound popularized by Nirvana, Low performed quiet, unembellished music at glacial tempos. People refer to their music as slowcore, and in some respects, the label still fits.
At times I see you. You silver rider. Sometimes your voice is not enough. Your face in windows outside.
For their eighth album, Low has made a conscious departure from their slow, brooding sound. The group recruited David Fridman, a producer known for his work with more flamboyant bands such as the Flaming Lips and Mercury Rev. Fridman's influence on the record is considerable. Distortion, more complex arrangements, and a wider variety of moods and tempos take the band to new places. The wonderful thing about this set, though, is that the group's essence remains intact. Mimi Parker's and Alan Sparhawk's vocals retain the emotional quality that makes the band compelling.
Though it breaks your heart.
Even on upbeat tracks, the music exudes melancholy.
The new album by Low is called The Great Destroyer. Reviewer David Greenberger lives in Greenwich, New York.
It's warm. It's warm.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.